Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Can you hit Mike in Tacoma? He's on the bench tonight. It's unbelievable. Just hit the green one and you're styling. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, you guys are just tearing it up tonight, man. That was an awesome interview with Freddie. He had me cracking up. And then when you guys dropped the Whitey Bulger deal in the lawn mowing thing, I was like, no, this has got to be made up.
No, it was all true.
Oh, God. Hey, but if there's anybody that I needed to call tonight, man, you got to tell me about Ron Francis, our GM up here for our hockey team.
Because right.
There's nobody else that can talk about this, man, except you. And I got to hear it for the truth, man.
Well, look, I think that it's a great hire, a lot like McPhee and Vegas. I'll tell you another story tonight. John was just telling us about Darren Elliott. I think he took over as, what did he say, he's the new...
I think he said the VP of the Knights.
He's the vice president of the team.
Some title with the Knights.
So he's a former goalie, played for University of Michigan, I believe, or no. I know our boy did from Nesson, Billy Jaffe.
Yeah.
But Darren Elliott is another guy that I worked with in Atlanta. He was an analyst and a goalie in the league, and he's moved his way through the ranks, and now he's landed in Vegas as an executive, and I think that's really cool. But as far as Ron Francis goes, look, I know Ronnie. He was a champion, you know. That's all I know. I knew him in Pittsburgh. He was on those great Lemieux Yager teams that won back-to-back in 91 and 92. Great. Player, unbelievable, Hall of Famer, Carver High. They don't come any better than Ron Francis. I think they're in good hands in Seattle. It's a great way. Now, he's done it before in Carolina.
Yeah, he's got experience doing it for the
Everyone
Hurricanes.
Everyone has to learn the hard way a little bit.
Yeah, and he did that down in Carolina. So we'll see how it goes in Seattle. I thought they maybe would have went with somebody who's got maybe a little bit more track record of building the team, but Ronnie was with the Hurricanes for a while doing that, and we'll see how it goes for them. The pressure's so high on them because the bar has been set where it is now with what Vegas did in their first season and how that team was built, that the bar is going to be set so high for the Seattle team when they come into the league.
Mike, are you going to buy season tickets or are you going to go a lot?
Hey, no, I'm going to be going a lot, but I don't know if you knew this, but we already got 30,000 people on the list. They have like 10,000 in 5 minutes when they opened it up. So they're ready to go. I don't know if you heard this, but supposedly Ron Hextall might be the coach. That's what we're hearing.
Yeah, Carver High, buying
he's,
that.
He's done a lot of. He's been the general manager of the Flyers for a while. Not anymore. He got let go, but I don't see him coming.
I got to tell you, this is just me. I don't have anything against Ron Hextall, but I thought he did a terrible job in Philly.
He did do a terrible job.
So,
but he's not going to do the head coach.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening. But if it is, so be it. Then you'll have a terrible coach because he did a terrible job with a team that's entrenched in the league. The Flyers are entrenched in the league. I don't care what anybody says. They haven't won since 75, but they matter.
Oh, they've got a big-time drought now. They're one of those teams.
Big drought.
Especially after the Blues winning this year and the Caps the year before that. The Flyers, it's been a long time
for
them.
What was it, the Snyder family?
Right.
They must be losing their minds with this team.
No question, but it's going to be hard for whoever coaches. Not everybody's going to get what happened in Vegas. That was a once-in-a-million thing, what happened with the Knights.
Let's talk about Vegas for a second. Because, you know, you heard this guy today talking to us about them, that they're this great team.
Right.
And that they're going to the Stanley Cup Finals every year and all this other nonsense. Look, I said to him, the strangest things happen. That call, an injury, a goalie goes down, a winger. You know, you never know what's going to cost you. That call cost him for sure.
But here's the thing that I get the sense being around here just for a couple of hours. First time here since, of course, they got knocked out by the Sharks in the first round is now 2 years in, Their first year, they went to the Stanley Cup Finals, okay?
Right, right.
So they got really nothing bad happened to them. You know, that you lose in the finals, whatever, but what a year for the fans. So this year, I think that they all honestly believe that if they didn't get screwed by the official in that Shark game, which we've talked about a billion times, they didn't have to give up three or four power play goals on that five-minute power play, right?
Right.
They didn't have to do that. But I think that the sense around here is that if they would have won that game and beaten the Sharks, that they would have won the Cup this year. That seems to be the impression that I'm getting, that they think that this year they were screwed. Like they got screwed by the officials or else they would have been the
ones
winning
the Cup. That's what he said.
But that's the sense I'm getting everywhere around.
I actually don't believe that.
So, you know, this
I don't
doesn't,
think they
guys,
were
you're in the year the league 2 years. You're not going to go to the finals every year. You said this after they made it their first year. It's downhill from here. You can't live up to the top of the mountain every year. And when Seattle comes into the league in a couple of years, the bar is going to be set so high that they need to understand that you could easily be on the side that Nashville, Columbus, and Atlanta and all those teams start a little bit slower before you get into that area.
But are they going to provide them with a draft again that is...
They're going to get the same rules as the Vegas draft.
So well, then they're going to be good.
They're going to get the same exact rules. They've already said that, the NHL. It's going to be the same format as the... And Vegas doesn't even have to give anybody. They're exempt from the draft because they're still so new in the league. So Vegas doesn't even have to give up any players. The other 30 teams have to give up players
in
the draft.
I got a problem with that.
Because they were so good and they got so lucky that they should have to give up a player
right.
in the draft.
But I have a problem with them not having to give up a team. Now,
they don't have to give up a player.
If you're in the league... Now, I have been not privy to this information. This is the first I'm hearing of it.
Right.
This is the first time anyone, you bring it, obviously, as usual, the hockey news to me. I cannot believe you just told me that. That is BS. If you're in the league and everyone had to give you team players, you know, every single team had to give players up. Now you're telling me that they're having a draft and they don't have to give up players, but everybody else does? But you've been in the league 3 years?
They'll
be in the league 3 years.
When the draft happens, it'll be after their fourth season in the league.
That's absolute BS.
Well, talk to
Gary. I mean, my God, what happened?
Get Haro to get Gary on the phone.
That is absolute BS. I mean, that makes me sick to my stomach. Why should I have to give up players? Why should the Penguins have to give up? The Islanders have to give up? And you don't have to give up, but you get to go to the Stanley Cup playoffs every year? Screw that.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.